This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So here we are. We've studied their platforms. We've identified certain possibilities, fact patterns. We've created contingency plans. So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks.
Ooh, that sounds super scary. Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, Brad Young is with us, our 97.1 FM Talk legal analyst. How are you, Brad? Quite the night last night.
I'm kind of sleepy, actually. I didn't go to bed until 2:30 just because I wanted to see the folks on MSNBC cry just a little bit longer.
Well, I was doing the same thing. I was waiting for Jennings to come on, and then I went to sleep around 2:30, and he came on at 3:30, so I was right there with you.
Yeah, and then I had to get up early, so, you know, coffee is my friend today.
Well, Diet Coke is my friend. I don't have a lot of time with you. We've got a lot going on, but let's kind of talk about, first and foremost, Letitia James and what happened there. I mean, for the most part, and I've seen even people on CNN admit this, all these cases against Trump, I mean, let's just call it like it is, they're over, right?
Yes. I mean, in sum and substance, yes, they're all over. Let me briefly, because I know we're short, let me briefly break it down. Regarding the federal cases brought by Jack Smith, both in Florida and Washington, D.C., those will just simply disappear. Either A, Jack Smith resigns and a new prosecutor comes in and dismisses them, or number two, Jack Smith is fired and a new prosecutor comes in and they're dismissed. So either way, we get to the same place. The state cases, particularly in Georgia, and the state case in New York that Letitia James was talking about, in those cases, there has to be a hearing on whether or not a sitting president can even face those that kind of litigation, and or whether or not the Supreme Court's immunity decision prevents those from moving forward. So when you put both of those together, nothing happens for at least 4 years, if ever. So that's the sum of all of this litigation. It essentially goes away.
So I think that there was an anticipation if this was a closer race, and I think for a variety of reasons, it's good that it wasn't a close race, that there'd be a lot of legal teams descending upon Philadelphia and, you know, East Lansing and, you know, Madison, Wisconsin. But that's probably not going to happen right now.
Right. Well, unfortunately, there are lots of lawyers that aren't going to get paid right now. And that, and to
my
that,
violin,
you know,
is playing, Brad, for you guys.
We're very sad about that. But taking my tongue out of my cheek, yeah, there's been a lot of litigation that has been avoided. But even, for example, listen, Harris's legal team could have easily filed a slew of lawsuits because there's potential for litigation over the mail-in ballots to citizens, over mail-in ballots to the military, and over how mail-in ballots not filled out properly, whether those should or should not be counted. But all of those are rather moot now because of the scope of Trump's victory.
So what could potentially happen with the Amendment 3 issue? It passes. I'm not happy about it personally. I voted against it.
Me
but at this point, are there my feeling is people kind of said what they feel in Missouri. Let's move forward. But are there legal challenges that will be
there? There will be. First of all, even though the amendment protects the right to an abortion, it doesn't protect or shield the state from being able to regulate that abortion. So once the new administration comes in early next year, there will undoubtedly be regulations put on that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But the pro-abortion crowd is going to file lawsuits against those regulations because they always love regulations unless it applies to abortion. Then they don't like them. So then there will be lawsuits, and that'll have to be worked out. Secondly, the House and the Senate in Missouri have already signaled that they're going to issue their own new amendment that'll be on the ballot in 2026 that will effectively roll back Amendment 3. We'll have to see what that looks like once it gets passed by the House and Senate.
This is where it gets kind of ridiculous. And, you know, one of the things that we thought the legislature was going to do is reform this initiative petition process, which is kind of embarrassing. I mean, even, you know, the minimum wage proposal, we knew it was going to pass because all people saw was, hey, should we increase the minimum wage? Well, that's a little bit more complicated issue than just should we increase the minimum wage for business owners in Missouri. But everyone voted for that. I personally think, and, you know, you see this at play in Florida, that there should be a higher threshold. These are things that have been discussed. So maybe it's not a 60% threshold like it is in Florida. Maybe it's a 53 or 55% threshold. They've talked about, you know, compromises along those lines. But we got to do something about the way these things are voted on in Missouri.
Agreed. Agreed. It's really the time has passed. We should have done something years ago, as you and I talked about last night, but we didn't do it. So hopefully when the legislature issues this new amendment that will come out in the 2026 election cycle, maybe they will finally have the impetus to do something about changing how our Missouri Constitution is amended. I think 60% is a very good floor. That's a supermajority, and that's what it should be to amend the Constitution.
Well, how about, I've mentioned this several times, but how about a 70% approval for Proposition 36 in California? They've had enough. Even Californians have had enough with crime.
I know, and it really does show that people are fed up with it, number one. Number two, it shows how disconnected the left is from America today, because Kamala Harris wouldn't even commit to whether she voted for or against that proposition.
It's embarrassing, it really is. Yeah.
It is embarrassing. I mean, anyone who is a reasonable human being would have voted for it, even people in California. I never use the word reasonable and Californians in the same sentence. Never.
Well, they kicked out.
Even they.
Yeah, they kicked out Gascon as well. They kicked out Gascon, overwhelmingly booted Gascon. So, but the LA Times and Gavin Newsom, they were both on the other side of both of those issues. And that's what we're going to get right now. Brad, get some sleep, all right?
I will. Nap time.
We'll talk soon. We got much more to go here. Former Senator John Lamping, who was with me for many quality hours last night, we're going to wrap things up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.